This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondike Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War Beard Oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now.
What is up, my brothers? You're in for a big show tonight, a great show. I always promise to deliver, and tonight I will. Episode number 63 of the Before the Train Wreck series. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before I forget, please hit the like button and let all those platforms out there know you guys need to be watching this. So I'm a big fan of painting out all of the hazards in life. I learned a long time ago it's a lot easier to know what to avoid, and that makes life a lot easier. And that's worked quite well for me, so that's just been my strategy. Some people might disagree with that. It's one of the reasons why I made the 20 red flags list for you guys. And if you haven't got that, let me throw the banner up. Where did my cursor go? If you haven't got that, you should definitely grab it. It's also pinned in the top description below. But get on my email list. You can get that chapter on red flags to avoid in women. This broadcast isn't explicitly about that, but we will certainly talk about those items as we go through it. I've got a long list. It was pinned in the description as well. So without any further ado, let's begin. Again, guys, these are the things that you need to be attentive to and stop doing for the most part, so you can be more successful and stop losing at life, because there's a lot of you guys out there. I've been paying attention to the comments. You know, I do read through them as often as I can, whether it's on YouTube or on different social platforms. You won't always see me reply, and there's many cases where they just don't warrant a reply, if I'm being honest, just because it's just silliness. And that's just the mindset of some people. But it all boils down to those choices that we make every day that get the results. So let's start with the first one on my list, consuming too much black pill content. Black pill is, I guess, is relatively new. Somebody asked me a couple of years ago in a comment, hey, Rich, what do you think about black pill? All right, well, so I found a couple of black pill channels and a few people that talk about black pill content. And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, well, here, let's dig it up. Let's see what the Google say. What is the black pill? Rather than me give you my interpretation, let's see what we have an Urban Dictionary. John swallowed too many pills. Black pill. Black pill, black pill, black pill ideology, black pill, red pill. A fatalist, that's what they call it, eh? A fatalist set of beliefs. Defeatism for unattractive people, such as biological determinism, fatalism, and defeatism for unattractive people. I guess it's probably a pretty good way to put it. Eric in the comments said for incels. Yeah, that's one way to look at it as well. The problem with black pill content, and to some degree some MGTOW content, I don't disagree with the observations of what many of the MGTOW guys make. I agree, in fact. I just disagree with their solution and their approach to life. But I think the black pill is like even worse than MGTOW, if I'm being honest, because it's like this, it's this resignation to surrender when you haven't even played, like you don't even bother. And misery is going to love company. It always will. It always has throughout history. And if you find yourself surrounding yourself with miserable people that are, you know, rhyming on about how the deck is stacked against you, which is what it seems to be. It seems to be the deck stacked up against you. There's not enough money out there for you to make. It's impossible for you to make $100,000 a year. if you're not this tall or this good looking enough, you're never going to get a girl. The truth of the matter is, I've watched enough of this stuff, and I've even seen a few people interact with some of these black pillars. The truth of the matter is, these guys really are just losers, right? Like, they've just resigned themselves to not doing the work, not trying to double down on what they have the opportunity to improve. I mean, guys, look at me here. I'm in my mid-40s, bald man, got third-degree burns on most of my upper body, okay? Both arms and my chest. I mean, I can take off my shirt. I'm not going to do that on the broadcast, but I got all over my chest and stuff like that. And I don't have any problems getting the girls, right? It's in your head, fellas. A lot of the, like, I heard one guy who was talking to my buddy John once on a broadcast, and he said something to the effect of, let's pretend that somebody threw acid all over your face or all over your body or something like that. And then you have to go out and try to get the girls. One of my good friends has burns on the side of his face. He was a firefighter. And he got burned up pretty badly. Another friend of mine, got in a car accident and got burned up on about a quarter of his face. And it looks no different than the third degree burns that I have on my arms. Okay. Similar sort of, you know, finish treatment, no problem with the girls. It's in your head if you think that you can't get it at the end of the day. And if you go looking for reasons why you can't be successful making money or being successful with women, it's because you surround yourself with losers that are reminding you that you're a loser and we should all just hang out in the loser corner and be losers together. And anybody that tells you that you can do work is trying to steal your money, or they're trying to tell you something that's impossible. For the vast majority of guys that watch black pill content, you can do considerably better. You know, there's this guy out there, I don't know, something about looks, face and looks or something like that. I've talked about Sean Stevenson before, and I should bring this up to remind some of you that have not seen his story or just at least hear a little bit about it. Share screen, application window. We'll throw this up here. So I met this guy a couple years ago. Not a couple years ago, actually, about 2010. He died last year. I did an interview on my channel. So if you just search for Sean, S-E-A-N, Stevenson, spelled out exactly like it sounds. I did an interview with Sean on my channel. This dude over here, he was basically born like this. Crippling disease, basically broke every bone in his body. They said he wasn't going to live longer than about a day or two. And he managed to make it, I believe, into his early 40s, 40, 40, 41, when he had his accident and he died. But he got pretty far in life, very successful. He was just billing himself out at $10,000 to speak on a stage. He's a licensed clinical psychologist. He married this beautiful lady over here. She still has his picture up. I mean, she's kind of been alpha-widowed by him to some degree. So don't think for a minute that, you know, looks is everything and that you can't do some work to improve on yourself. This is what the black pillars are going to tell you. And guys like this, again, did work on himself. He doubled down where he could. And I don't think there's many guys that arguably could say that they're worse off than what Sean was. He's only about 3 feet tall. Can't walk. He's got every single bone in his body was broken at some point. So just so you know, I'm not saying that you need to do the work, but just understand that if you're going to consume content that's going to tell you that you're ugly, that you're too short, your skin's the wrong color, your hair's the wrong whatever, fine, hang out in that corner of the internet. But just understand that you're going to end up being like these people. You know, you always become the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So if you surround yourself with five sulking losers, you're definitely going to become the sixth. So that's the first thing that I want to cover is don't waste too much time there. If you want to visit it for a little bit and see what they have to say, cool. I strongly encourage you to entertain the ideas and opinions of as many people as possible, as it will help you form your own. It'll help you draw your own conclusions. But if you marinate in an area of the internet that is going to constantly remind you video after video, blog post after blog post, tweet after tweet, you know, whatever it is, that you're wasting your time. It's utterly pointless to go and double down and make some bank. Oh, you know, you can't make 100. I remember there's this one guy that left a comment once. He's like, Rich, you're totally out of touch. It's impossible for all of us to make $1 million by the time we're age, you know, by the time the age of 40. And you know what? You're right if you look at it that way, because most people will not accumulate $1 million worth of wealth by the time they're 40. Absolutely right. but you can if you do the work. There's absolutely, especially if you live in the West. Look, I get it if you live in the middle of some crappy country that is no opportunity for you to build anything. But if you have an internet connection and a computer, you could build something even over there. So don't think for a minute that you can't make money or you can't get girls. If you're surrounding yourself with the guys that keep telling you that money's impossible to make, or there's only so many dollars flying around the internet, there's billions and billions of dollars transactions throughout the internet on a daily basis. All you have to do is create some value for people and reach out and grab some. Simple as that. Which brings me to the next topic. Thinking that money and the accumulation of wealth is evil. Money is a store of value. I had a guy that asked a question in a private Zoom conference the other day that I was helping out in, and he asked something to the degree of, you know, his entire life he had been brought up under this notion that people with money are crooks. They accumulated the wealth because they're crooked people and they've done wrong in the world. And that's simply not true. All that wealth is, all that money is a store of value. So if you're going around in life thinking that money and the accumulation of wealth is an evil thing, it is an evil pursuit, that is a broken belief that you have. The truth of the matter is guys like Elon Musk, for example, Jeff Bezos. I mean, as simpy as Jeff Bezos is, you know, for example, he's made accessing just about anything within 24 to 48 hours very, very easy. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're making $30,000 a year or $300,000 a year. If you have an internet connection, you can go and literally type in what you're looking for and find whatever it is that you're after, as long as it's listed on that marketplace, and they will deliver it to your house within a couple of days. He has solved many, many problems for many, many people. And commerce is, a lot of people that do FBA, for example, like Fulfilled by Amazon, or they might place products on Amazon for sale, have realized how evil that platform is to try to build a business on. They've had many, many problems with it, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the problem that Bezos has solved. Same thing with Elon Musk. You know, electric car, like GM tried to make electric cars, I think back in 92 or 93, they had some really ugly ass electric car that never really took off. The timing was wrong for it, but the biggest car company in the world flopped at making an electric car. Elon Musk didn't. You know, NASA basically almost scrapped their entire program, or they ran out of funding based on how they were managing the money. Along comes this guy, Elon Musk, with some money left over from PayPal, and he builds a rocket company. And now he's basically taking care of the shuttling back and forth. Space shuttle's been retired. So these guys have accumulated wealth, not because they're evil, not because they're bad people, but because they've solved problems, because they've created value in other people's lives. So if you go around your life thinking that, oh, that guy in the Rolls Royce or that guy in the exotic car must be a bad person, and they rip people off to get that, or they're scamming people out of money. This is what a lot of the black pillars will say. Oh, they're scams. They're trying to take your money and, you know, sell you on this idea that you can get girls. I've seen guys in wheelchairs that are crippled, that can't move basically any part of their body, get girls, you know, get laid. So don't think for a minute that it is impossible, because just about anything is possible in this world, believe it or not. You know, I was of the belief that it would be impossible for a guy like me to drive a nice exotic car. I remember sitting at the bus stop when I was a kid, looking at all the nice cars driving back and forth, waiting to, you know, take the bus, go to my minimum wage job, you know, to work at White Rose and do carryouts to people's cars and load up park benches and peat moss. And, you know, we used to deal with the greenhouse crap like that. And it was a hard job. Like, it was like, you want a hard job? Go work in a greenhouse in the summertime in Canada in July and see how melted out you end up getting. That's like some serious level of dehydration. But I realized that these guys, you know what changed it for me? There was a day that I was working at this place. For those of you that don't know what White Rose is, it's a nursery. Okay. So in Canada, I don't even know if they're in business anymore. I think they either got bought out or they folded. But I remember one day when I was working there, it was a hot ass summer day. There's a guy that pulled up in a Lamborghini Countach. If you don't know what a Lambo Countach, here, I'll pull it up for you, because you know, you guys probably won't even look this up. Okay. Lamborghini Countach. Here, let me pull up the poster of it, because this was like the poster car poster for guys my age, you know, for my generation. So add the stream. this car over here. And there was a white one that had phone dial wheels. That's the one there. So you see this picture over here? That's the one I had on my wall as a kid. I never in my wildest imagination thought that I would own a mid-engine exotic supercar. These things are not hard to get, you know, if I'm being honest with you. But this guy pulled in one day when I was at White Rose. I think I was about 18 years old. And I remember this stupid little window over here. It only goes down, like it only cracks halfway down for some bizarre reason, the way that they designed it. They don't care because it's Italian car. It's like, hey, let's just make it look a little pretty, okay? And I remember the guy rolled down the window, and it was one of those busy days in a parking lot. He's like, so where do I park? And I had to guide him in. And, you know, this was before backup cameras and everything. And there was a couple of other kids that came out with me, and we helped him back up. But I thought to myself, if this dude can buy a car like this, I can buy a car like this. Like, there's absolutely nothing that should be stopping me from doing that. It's a limiting belief when you think that you can't do things like that. So don't think for a minute that the accumulation of wealth or making money is an evil thing. Using it for evil purposes is, yes, absolutely. What you will find is that money is a magnifier of what people are, just like alcohol. You know, when you find somebody gets drunk, usually their filter shut right off, and then you see who they really are, especially women too, men as well. But all that money does is it just magnifies your reach and your ability to do things. For me, anyway, like I look at it as a, you know, it's a means to an end in the sense that it creates options, and you want to have options in your life as a guy. You know, it is a form of exchange. I mean, they didn't have money 1,000, 2,000 years ago. They were dealing with, you know, a couple thousand years ago, if there was a little village and there was a guy that was a farmer and the guy that raised the chickens, and maybe there was a blacksmith, and the guy that was a blacksmith wanted to get some food and wanted chickens, the guy with the chickens would come over. Maybe the guy with the wheat would come over, but wheat goes bad after a while. So they had to figure out a way to store the value of the wheat so this guy could get services from the blacksmith when wheat wouldn't grow in the wintertime, for example. So they started using coins, you know, gold coins, silver coins, you know, that sort of thing, which slowly, you know, turned into fiat currency over time. And now we're moving into an era of cryptocurrency, which will hopefully eventually be adopted at some point in my life. But that's all that money is. It's just a store of value. And if you manage to accumulate a lot of money, it's because you've created a lot. It's because you've solved a lot of problems for people. So when you change your thinking, when you change your approach, the lens in which you view these things, then you can change the way that you make decisions about what money looks like for you, or what women look like for you, or what people are telling you, sort of thing. Let me take a quick break here, a little pause for the cause. I got a super chat here. Dead Oxy, thanks for $10, dude. He says, 2 years ago, I was a skinny alcoholic dropout loser. I put in the work and now I'm above average, physically fit, and excelling in computer science at university. Do the work. Word. That's what I'm talking about. That's got to be one of the guys that's like serious about leveling up. All right, let's do the next one here on my list. Subscribing to liberalism, globalism, and social isms. All of these isms are very bad. I see a lot of guys today, all of these guys that you see right now throwing hissy fits and rioting and destroying private personal property and monument, like all this stuff. This is all a weak mindset that is rooted in socialism, globalism, and liberalism. It's this idea that you shouldn't have to do any work, and that society and the state should essentially distribute wealth, food, housing, transportation freely, you know, medical care freely to everybody and everyone. And it's not the state's responsibility to do that. You have to understand that nobody's going to take care of you. Nobody cares about you. The state certainly doesn't care about you. You know, people think that the government, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later on, another point, you know, but a lot of people think that the government, you know, can solve all their problems. The only person that can solve all of your problems is the guy that looks back at you in the mirror when you wake up in the morning. That's the dude that can solve your problems. There's no amount of globalism, socialism, or liberalism that is going to solve any of that. You have to understand that a political belief aligned with that is a loser belief, and it's why you don't win at life. When you unhinge yourself from that and understand that you need to take control of your own life and take responsibility for the results that you get out of life and take ownership for all of those things, you look at those isms, you know, take a look at those political belief systems, and you think to yourself, okay, there's all these people doing all these things, but they look like a bunch of losers. They're not doing anything with their life. They don't have anything to show for their efforts that they're putting into their days. this is not a good use of my time. I've had people ask me to comment on everything from Black Lives Matter to the rioting to people doing this, that, and the other thing. It's like, I don't have time for those things. I don't even pay, I pay very little attention to those things, believe it or not. I don't have cable. I don't watch the news. The extent of news delivery that I get really just comes on social media. So it kind of trickles in. And even then, I've got plugins and apps that I use to filter out my feed to get rid of crap that I don't want to see that's aligned with things like liberalism, globalism, socialism, basically pissing. Like all this hissy little wissy whining. These guys sound like a bunch of Nancys to me. When I like watch the storytelling and the complaining and the victimhood that they're all portraying, like it's so bizarre to me that we have like North America, more specifically the United States, was built on the idea of the countries that everybody immigrated from to come here. They came here for a better life because they got on a boat and went across an ocean and they came here to build a better life, not necessarily for them, but for their kids and for the generations that they would leave behind. I mean, they knew full well there was a lot of work for them to do in the first generation, but they did it anyway to sacrifice, you know, for themselves and for their own children. Because what they saw back home was really tied into liberalism, globalism, and socialism at that time. And they didn't want any part of it. And yet here we are at a time again today where we've got these, it's mostly younger people, you know, they're aligning with these isms, feminisms, liberalism, globalism, and all that sort of thing. And that's, you know, it's a shame because there's nothing in it for them. There's absolutely nothing in it for them. I mean, you take a look at it, any of these guys that are out there throwing these hissy fits that end up on, you know, these highlight reels in the media or on Twitter and stuff like that. And it's like, you don't see guys that are putting a dent in the universe wasting their time doing this nonsense. They just don't have any time for it. It's an absurd waste of your time, effort, and resources. But if you subscribe to that, guess what? It's not that much different from, you know, consuming 24/7 of Black Pill about why you'll never get a girl or why, you know, because you're 5'7" or something like that, women are never going to, you know, take a look at you. I mean, you know, there's Sean Stevenson. There's a perfect example, 3-foot-tall guy. Anyway, so that's dealing with the political ideologies and belief systems. Hating on libertarianism, being a libertarian. So let's talk about that. I made a note on that because this is really this will never go mainstream. I'm going to tell you straight up, guys, in Canada's last election, we've got more than two political parties. I know in the US you guys have some independents, but it's mostly the two main political parties, Democrats, Republican. They're like all these large political parties, they don't give a crap about you. All they care about is maintaining office. Okay. That's all that they really care about. If you want to have personal freedom and have personal accountability, all that that is being a libertarian is understanding that freedom matters to you. Here we dug up the dictionary definition here for Black Pill. Let's see what they define libertarian party. Yeah, we actually have a libertarian party here in Canada, which is run by this French Canadian guy. He's a pretty good guy, actually. He was the guy that I voted for, but they got no seats in office, of course, because everybody wants free crap. Libertarians seek to maximize political freedom and autonomy, emphasize an individualism, freedom of choice, and voluntary association. Libertarians share a skepticism of authority and state power, but they diverge on the scope of their opposition of existing economic and political systems. So it's really just about your own individual freedom, liberty, and power. Which you lose when you subscribe to socialist beliefs and values and globalism. The idea that we're trying to globalize everybody on the planet and treat everybody the same, let's all be equal. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's, you know, it's never going to work that way. Let's check up this quick super chat here from RJ. Thanks, Rich, for allowing young men like myself, he's 28, become a better version of ourselves. The content continues to steer me in the direction of excellence. Again, another gentleman that's saying, do the damn work. Work is required to reap the rewards. You're not entitled to anything, guys. There's like you're entitled to zero, absolutely zero. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, blames the state, yet expects them to fix all of your problems. So all of these guys right now, burning houses and buildings and public and private property and spray painting crap and vandalizing and screaming and fighting and driving over people and setting up barricades on the highway. Oh my God. They blame the government, or more specifically today, who the president is, which happens to be Donald Trump. Everything's his fault. Time and time again, I keep seeing, you know, whatever filters into my feed that I do end up seeing, I always hear Trump is a racist. Everything that's happening in the world today is his fault. The United States is a terrible place to live. He's dividing people and blah, blah, blah. And yet they go out and blockade a public highway and get run over, and they blame him for it. It's his fault that they went out and blockaded the highway and got run over by a car. Like, do you guys think before you make these statements? It's absurd. Do not follow the mainstream media. And then blaming the state and then asking the state to fix your problems. Give me a freaking break. Do you not see the irony in that, people? I'm not going to spend too much time on that. Let's talk about, what was the next point I made? Blame the state. Worshiping women. So a lot of, I'm going to tie this into simping, you know, being a simp as well, and worshiping women, putting women up on a pedestal. If you go to any pretty girl's Instagram or Twitter, and of course, women are going to do what women do, which is they seek attention and validation from men. It used to be done in person in the past, and now it's really done online. You know, it's a platform that they use to broadcast themselves, and they do their butt shots while they're trying to promote some tea or, you know, some nonsense to lose weight, a detox tea or some crap like that. And you get not even hundreds, sometimes thousands or even tens of thousands of comments from thirsty betas, many of them sliding into these women's DMs, telling them how beautiful they are and how they would do whatever they wanted. There's a platform called Twitch. I'm sure some of you guys have heard of it. A lot of gamers use it. It is the biggest simping and worship of women platform I've seen. I've spent some time watching some of the live broadcasts that they do, and there's these thotty looking women. I bet if I go there right now, let's see what we can find. Make a point here. Let's make a great point here. Browse. Let's find one for you right now. Now, here's one. So let's throw this up on the screen. I don't even know what the hell this is. This is some chick playing a game. This thought over here, I guarantee you, I don't know, where are the comments? Do they have a live comment or is this a recording? But you can find any thought that looks like this. Like, these chicks are like a 5 out of 10. They don't go to the gym. They've probably been sitting on their ass all day and have a flat butt. They're not doing anything productive. She's sitting here playing a video game, talking to a bunch of simps and guys that are worshiping her, sending her, you know, gifts, tokens, promotions, you know, complimenting her. Like, there's probably guys in the comments right now going, I love your hair and your pigtails and your ponytails and blah, blah, blah. This is an ongoing thing. And dudes spend a tremendous amount of time in there worshiping these fives, simping on them, sending them all their money, thinking that they're going to get their attention, thinking that they're going to win them over and maybe get to meet them in person or do something, you know, intimate with them in person. And it doesn't work that way. Women hate that. Guys do it to the nth degree because we live in a feminized society. We live in a weak society. We live in an estrogenic society. There's estrogens in everything. You drink the tap water, it's full of estrogens. If it's not been filtered properly, it's full of estrogenics. And most people don't know that they exist. I did a video in the last 2 weeks with Dr. Anthony Jay that wrote a book called Estrogeneration. He's a biochemist, and he broke down specifically in the book all the sources of environmental estrogens. I had him on. Still in that video, you'll see comments in there from simps and from guys that worship women that say he's wrong, that soy is okay for you, that this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So some keyboard warrior sitting behind a screen with an avatar that has no qualifications or degree is going to tell you that a biochemist is wrong, that's built his entire career studying this. But they do it because they have ego investments in a female primary social order, which requires you to bend the knee, worship women, and be a simp. It doesn't work. It turns them off. You have no idea. It's like the Sahara Desert in their panties. They do not care about these simps. All they want is the money. They want the free attention and the money. That's all that they want. Got a super chat here. Sorry, guys. I'm falling behind. I'm going to try to deal with them as they pop up. Ian said, thanks for your guidance. Quickly, is a physical therapy a good career for men? Can email if easier. Real quick, you're getting yourself into a position where you're going to exchange time for money. You're billable, I don't know, $55 an hour, $155 an hour, whatever it is. There's only a certain number of hours per day that you can work. If you're doing physical therapy for, I don't know, a basketball team like the Mavericks or something like that, yeah, that would be a pretty good gig. But for the masses, for the vast majority of guys out there, like the 98% of guys that get into physical therapy, their earning potential is going to be limited by the exchange of time for money. Okay, it's a need. It's something that has to be filled. If you want to make some serious bank and put a dent in the universe, you're going to have to think bigger. Most people don't think big enough. They're just thinking about basic thoughts like that. Like, is this going to be a good career for me? It's a start, but there's a lot more that's required. Sans Pure asked me to do a video on porn addiction. Any addiction is bad. Porn, alcohol, I've got it in here. So I'm going to deal with drugs and alcohol that, you know, bad choices. So I'm going to kind of cover that in this broadcast towards the end. So just stick with me. Guys, if you want to post a question for me to throw up on the screen or anything like that, here, let me just grab it real quick. I don't know if this will show up everywhere that I'm broadcasting right now, but this is the YouTube link. I'd prefer you come over to YouTube and join me over there. It's just easier for me to manage comments and super chats from that position. So we talked about worship of women, being a simp. Again, you know, these are all things that guys are doing that are leading them to crappy results in life. It's why you lose at life and why you're not winning. Being a simp and worshiping women is not going to make you a winner. Stop it. Let me talk about playing not to lose. If you haven't noticed, I have a playlist on my channel called Playing to Win. And I see two distinct methods that men can play at life. You can either play to win or you can play not to lose. So not to pick on that super chat there, because it's not a super chat, because it's not a pick point, but I just want to make the point quickly. So Ian asks, is physical therapy a good career for men? That is a playing not to lose question. It is not a playing to win question. A question that you'd have in your mind that would be aligned with a belief that is playing to win at life would be something like, how do I get to become a physical therapist for this specific basketball, hockey, football, soccer team, right? That would be a playing to win approach to it, right? How do I become a physical therapist for Dwayne The Rock Johnson? That's a playing to win question. Playing not to lose is physical therapy a good career for men, right? It's more of a, I don't want to lose. I don't want to come in last place. That's what playing not to lose is. Now, not everybody can win. There's a reason why when you watch a race, I'm going to use Formula One as an example because I obviously am a car guy, if you haven't noticed yet. There's a reason why there's a podium, and the podium has three slots, first, second, and third. Doesn't matter if there's 20 or 30 guys in the race. Everybody else is playing not to lose when they're not on the podium. That's really what it boils down to. And sometimes the team strategy during the race becomes, we need to play this race not to lose. We need to preserve the car, the brakes. We need to whatever. Just slow it down a little bit, Mr. Race Car Driver, so we don't screw this up and lose points. Because we're currently riding in position 6, and we don't want to end up in position 8 and lose a certain number of points. So they maintain that position. Maybe they block the other car. Maybe they manage the tire and the fuel a little bit differently than what they did in the last race because of the track, but they might approach that particular race from a playing not to lose standpoint. But every single race that they begin with, they start with the position of they want to play to win. They want that damn podium. They want first place. And that's how all those drivers approach it. If you want to see what race car drivers are all about, this is an interesting, you know, demographic of men. It's 99% men. There's not too many female race car drivers in the Formula One League that I'm aware of anyway. I don't even think there's one this season. But most of these guys, There's a series on Netflix, so go look it up. I can't remember what it's called. Just look up Formula One on Netflix, and you'll probably come across it. It's a couple seasons long. You want to see what guys behave like when they play to win at life? Watch that. I always tell you guys, success leaves clues. Look for excellence. You know, if you're a big fan of soccer, then follow the top soccer player and see what habits this guy forms and lives by in the day-to-day basis. And you can see what playing to win really looks like. Again, not everybody is going to be successful at playing to win, but at least when you start the race with the mindset that you're playing this game to win it, then you have a chance of getting on the podium. Not everybody's going to get on the podium. There's going to be people that don't finish, their car fails, they get in an accident, they're in fourth place and they're not even on the podium. But they all approach that race from the get-go playing to win. That can change as you kind of go. So it's not always bad playing not to lose. There's times where you need to do it in life. In fact, when you're younger, you should certainly play to win as much as possible, because even when you do lose, even when you do make a mistake, there's a lesson within it, which you should learn from. Not go and sulk or go watch Black Pill and quit on life, but there's a lesson in there that you can learn from that you can then apply to the next time that you approach it. Older guys that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that have been playing to win in the younger years of their life, and they're older now, they sometimes take a more conservative approach to life and play not to lose. They might, rather than get invested heavily in new startups, for example, they might invest more of their money into index funds, which pretty much are guaranteed not to lose over time. But there's some big wins that you can have on a new startup. I've invested in at least a half dozen startups that are not publicly listed on the stock exchange, and I've won big on some of them, and I've lost pretty much all my money on a few of the other ones. And that's just the reality of it, but that's playing to win. You know, so you have to understand the difference between playing to win and playing not to lose. So when I put out content on the playing to win platform, the last video that I did was with Myron Gaines, and he was talking about game. This guy's a solid cat. So if you haven't seen that one with Myron, go check it out. But you get the basic idea, I hope. You know, if you're going to play not to lose at everything in life, then you're going to lose at life in general. You may not win. You're definitely not going to win, but you're probably not going to lose. You're just kind of going to, you know, skate around the middle somewhere. And that's just an approach that, you know, you may choose to take. But at the end of the day, don't expect to live a grand life with huge amounts of choices with a maximum ability to maneuver if you're always playing not to lose at life. Let me grab another super chat here from Davi. Could you talk about demanding a raise in a job? Your best strategy, in my opinion, not demanding a raise, but for getting a pay rise at your job. One, you have to make yourself irreplaceable, okay? You have to be a key component in the machinery in the company that they cannot do without. Most employees are not that. Most employees play not to lose at their job. They just do the bare minimum. I did the survey once on Twitter, and I asked employees, if the bare minimum, if the line of sand is this, do you do more than the bare minimum, or do you do the bare minimum, or do you do less than the bare minimum? And the perception that most employees said was they either do the bare minimum or more. When you ask employers the exact same question, you know, do the employees do more than the bare minimum, or less? Employers say less. So you have to understand, most employers look at a lot of their staff as they just come to work to check in and get their paycheck and do the bare minimum. So what Davi's asking here is, you know, could you talk about demanding a pay rise? You can't march in there and demand a pay rise if you're replaceable. He's going to tell you to pound sand and hire somebody just to replace you. You have to make yourself irreplaceable is the first thing. And the second thing, another great bargaining chip when it comes to getting paid more money at your job is, if you've been at that job for 5 years and you haven't made much more money, I'm assuming that you're world class, and I'm also assuming that you're a very important cog in that machine. You know, you're a very important part of that machinery that performs the task, whether it's your department, your role, whatever it is. You should find other companies that require those tasks, you know, to be filled. If it's low level stuff like putting fries in the fryer at McDonald's, don't expect to march in your boss's office and get a 20% pay rise. It's not going to happen. It's not like you can walk in there and go, well, if you don't give me the 20%, then I'm going to go down to Harvey's down the street and they're going to give it to me. It doesn't work that way. However, if you're one of the few people that can solve massive problems at CAD design or something like that in an engineering position for, I don't know, drones, you know, for example, I had a coaching call the other day with a guy that is basically in that position. Then if you make yourself irreplaceable and go shopping around with other companies, then you're in a position to say, hey, you know what? You don't walk in there going, I'm demanding a pay rise. You walk in there going, you know what? I got an offer from this other company that's 20% more than what I'm getting paid right now. I think I'm going to take it, Joe. You know, and then you let them try to retain you for that role at that same company and let them compete for you. You're in a position to bargain when you can do that. So that's my view on talking about pay rise. So marinate on that for a little bit. Talked about simps, playing not to lose. Okay, let's talk about societal programming. So what are we at here? 40-minute mark. We're going to try to go for 90 tonight. I'll take questions maybe towards the end if there's time. So just, you know, hear me out. I'll definitely deal with the super chats as they pop up. So believing societal programming. So whether you want to call it societal programming or, you know, subscribing to a female first primary social order, whatever it is that you want to hear, it's all the same stuff. Societal programming is the belief that has basically gotten you to where you're at. There's a lot of guys, who's that dude? Nicholas, what the hell was his name? There was that whack job about 10 years ago that shot up a school. He was a good looking kid. And he did some videos in his BMW. Kind of creepy, you know, like it was really, really, really weird. I mean, some of you guys, if there's somebody that knows the guy's name in the comment, just mention it there. But this guy was like going on about how I'm a good looking guy and I drive a BMW and why can't I get the girls and da 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 da. And it's like he believed in societal programming. You know, he believed in a blue pill myth, the soulmate myth, Elliot Rodgers. That's it. Thank you. You know, you can go look him up. But, you know, he basically believed in this blue pill myth that if you just be yourself, the girls will come. That if you just do what you've been told your entire life, then you will get the girl. And if you've been fed a steady diet of Disney movies, watching sitcoms on TV where guy like the father, like the guy that's supposed to be the head of the household is the butt of all jokes and the wife makes fun of him all the time and the neighbor makes fun of him, and the kids make fun of him and you think, I'll just be a aloof dork and I'll get the girls. It doesn't work that way. Women want strong, masculine, virtuous men that are competent, that can get shit done. They want men that are dangerous but civil. That's what they want. They don't want, you know, sulking wimps that are throwing money at these thoughts on Twitch and cash, you know, send me cash apps and all that sort of stuff. These guys they're just dorks, you know, they're just losers and they're going to get bad results at life if they subscribe to societal programming. You know, if they subscribe to things like, you know, the isms that I mentioned earlier, feminism, liberalism, globalism, socialism, all those things, women don't throw themselves at guys like that. They don't. They'll perhaps, you know, take in these betas. You know, these women will maybe take them in as, you know, providers, you know, to use the beta bucks component of the hypergamy, you know, train. You got alpha seed and beta need sort of thing. They'll use them for that. And then these guys will cry when they wonder why the girls are not, you know, sticking to them. And they're just using them for either attention or maybe money or, you know, something even less. You know, women will go cry on the shoulders of these guys that believe on societal programming, you know, and then watch her run off and go and bang Mr. Exciting. Societal programming, if it's not getting you good results, you just have to unplug from it and go and see the truth for everything. See it, you know, see it for what it is. That's what TRP really is. You know, that's what the red pill, you know, really is. It's not just for the girls. This is about life. This is about seeing the political environment. This is about seeing employment. This is about seeing lifestyle choices, where you're going to live. It's not just about women. That's what it is. It's about unplugging from lies and seeing the world for what it truly is. And again, you don't get good results, you're going to end up with a guy like Elliot Rodgers in your BMW, still a handsome kid, but because you're a dork and you believed a lot of lies that were crammed. I mean, you drink a steady diet of Kool-Aid lies, you know, you get drunk on that Kool-Aid. Don't be surprised if you don't get great results out of life and you're not making money and you don't have women, you know, competing to be with you. It's not that difficult when you size up and listen to all of these things that I'm telling you here. I'm not telling you these things here to disparage or to, you know, to kick anybody if they're down. I understand a lot of people come here looking for answers and looking for help with what they're stuck on. Sometimes you guys don't like the message. Sometimes you don't like the delivery. That's fine. I don't care. I don't need to pander to anybody. Okay. It's not who I am. I just point to the cold, hard truth. Hi, Bomber Command, cold, hard truth bombs coming at you tonight, fellas. So don't believe in societal programming that does not serve you, that's not aligned with winning. And that's something that every guy needs to get good. Honestly, dudes, my entire channel, there's like 600 plus videos. They're all free. You don't need to join my community. You don't even have to watch the premium content that's behind the paywall. Everything on my channel covers dispelling the societal programming lies, you know, the Kool-Aid that you guys have been drinking, that you're drunk on, that's gotten you bad results. Don't get mad at it. Don't get mad at the content. As soon as you start getting mad at the content and then going off blackpilling yourself, guess what, dude? You lost, man. You have to just accept it. You have to surrender to the reality of the world, okay? Or you can go back and plug in and, you know, believe the societal programming. That's fine. Let's go on the next one. So having no purpose in life. A lot of dudes are rudderless. I had a guy once say in the comments, because I use that term a lot, rudderless. They're like, what does rudderless mean? Well, let me just have a quick sip of my nighttime tea and I'll tell you. What happens if you have a boat in the ocean? It's got a propeller, but no rudder steering the boat. You're rudderless. You don't have any direction. You're moving, but you're not moving in a specific direction. You're not intentional about what you're doing in your life. That is what having no purpose in your life means. You get up every day to a job that you hate, driving a car that you can't afford, to earn a paycheck, to pay a mortgage on a house that you're trying to impress the Joneses with. They don't really care. They honestly don't. It's bonkers to me that guys will burn through 10, 20, 30 years of their life, even their entire life, with absolutely no purpose, and they have nothing to show for it. And they wonder why women leave them. You know, they wonder why they don't get great results. They wonder why when they're at the gas station filling up their 25-year-old Honda Civic at 40 years old, when a guy that's 10 years younger shows up in an exotic car who looks like he has got a great tan, so he hasn't been working inside all day, because he's got the ability to, you know, make money remotely. He's location independent. He can make it on his boat if he wants. That's just the way that it is. Let me just grab your super chat over here real quick, bro. Neo, $10 super chat. Flame, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. So we've talked about purpose. Let's talk about self-care. Guys, if you do all of these things that I'm telling you to do in this broadcast tonight and you stop doing the dumb crap, I guarantee you do this for a year, 2 years, 3 years. 3 years down the road, your life will be immensely better off than what it is today. Hear me out here. Let's talk about self-care. If you're getting out of the shower and you're looking down and you can't see your Johnson because your belly fat is hiding it, you have a problem. There's a lot of guys out there right now that have, I flush more testosterone down the toilet when I take a dump than what most guys have in their body today. They're walking around weak. They don't pick up heavy things and put them down. They don't lift. They don't get into combat sports and learn how to use their hands and their body to be lethal. I just said 5-10 minutes ago, what do women want? Women want a lethal man that is civilized. Marinate on that for a little bit. What does a lethal man that is civilized look like? Let me think here. Who's the highest paid Hollywood actor today that does action movies? Let me think. Who would that be? That would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yeah? What is he? He's a big, badass, tatted, bald, strong dude. He looks lethal AF. That's why they cast him for those roles, and that's why women go and watch those movies, okay? You have to understand that self-care does matter. And the optics of strength, projecting it outwardly, matters. And just because you're not going to go to the gym or learn a combat sports or do things that develop competency skills with your body, you've been designed to move for millions of years through evolution, not sit at a computer in an office or at a desk all day on your ass doing nothing. You've been designed to hike 20 miles and hunt saber-toothed tigers with other men with spears and bows and axes and shit like that. You haven't been designed to sit around obese. I don't know what the stat is now. It's like something like 41 or 43% of the American population is clinically obese. Okay. That means you're fat. It means that you're carrying too much visceral fat on your body and it is unhealthy. That's why we have everybody out there with like things like diabetes and all this stuff. They didn't have that 1,000 years ago. Because they had higher quality calories and they also moved a hell of a lot more. So if you're forced, you know, like if you've gotten yourself in a position, let's say you're an engineer and you're sitting at a drafting board all day and you're like, but Rich, I have to sit inside. This is my job. This is what, cool. I don't know. Get a stand-up desk. Get a stand-up desk with a treadmill. Get out on your breaks and lunches and walk around the block. Do push-ups on your breaks. Get a chin-up bar at the office and do some chin-ups. I had the guys in my office once say to me, hey, we got that space in the back where you store your car in the winter. Can we turn it into a gym? Sure, no problem. Here's $5,000. Go buy some gym equipment. And they did, right? And these guys were working out on the breaks and lunches in the afternoon and, you know, benching and chin-ups and using the bikes and all that sort of stuff. It's, you know, it's incumbent upon you, like I mentioned earlier, guys, to take control of your life. Self-care is an important part of that. Self-care doesn't just mean your physical body. It also means your spiritual mind, okay? The mindset that you have. A lot of these things are fully aligned with self-care that I'm describing, you know, to you right now. What else we got here on my list? Damn, we're almost coming up on the hour mark. Okay, I'm gonna have to move a little faster. Being financially irresponsible. I've seen guys that make $35,000 a year with savings. I've seen guys that make $130,000 a year with no savings that are buried in debt. Being financially irresponsible is a math problem. You don't know how to do basic math. If you get credit card statements, I don't have any on my desk right now, but if you get credit card statements in the mail and you open them up, and here in Canada anyway, there's a little disclosure that tells you how long it'll take you to pay off the debt if you keep making your minimum monthly payment. So if you open it up and you see, oh crap, I'm going to be in debt for another 72 years of my life, but here's, you know, here's another $231 to giant corporate bank to go and line their pockets with gold. It all goes to interest. You're feeding these clowns with your family's wealth because you didn't do basic math. You didn't manage your finances. If you make $1,000 a month, you spend less than $1,000 a month. You make $10,000 a month, you spend less than $10,000 a month. You make sure that you, of course, save money and you also pay yourself and you enjoy it, but you manage it in a responsible way. It's basic math. I have an entire channel, Total Debt Freedom, my entire business. You can go look at it. Go to YouTube, Total Debt Freedom. It's right there. I'm doing broadcasts every Saturday morning, by the way, with my brother on that, talking about money and financial responsibility. So if that's something that you want to dive in a little bit deeper, make sure you subscribe to that channel. So we talked about being financially responsible. Let's talk about sulking and moaning at the hand you've been dealt, which kind of ties into what I mentioned earlier as well. But there's a lot of guys out there that will sulk and moan over and over and over again. You guys ever play a card game? I'm sure you have, right? You know, I used to play a lot of this card game when I was in high school. We'll just call it President. Some of you may be familiar with it or not. Sometimes you get a crap hand and you end up, you know, holding the position of the asshole during a few hands in the game. You make the best of it as you can. It's the hand that you've been dealt. You know, you get lemons, you make some lemonade or a lemon meringue pie. I'm a big fan of lemon meringue pie, by the way. But you don't sulk and moan over the hand you've been dealt. You deal with it. You make what you can out of it. But again, you know, a lot of the stuff that the black pill community preaches to guys is, oh, you know, you're going to be hopeless with women because you're only 5'7", or you're going to be hopeless with women because your skin's the wrong color. You're going to be hopeless with women because you're too ugly or something like that. Fine. You know, if that's what you want to believe, that's fine. You know, there's a lot of guys that subscribe to that. In fact, I'm going to say more than 50% of the population of men are kind of at that point or, you know, deeper down that crazy rabbit hole of sulking and moaning at the hand that they've been dealt. They blame everybody else. It's the, you know, it's the prime minister's fault. It's the president's fault. It's the bosses in the company. It's the supervisors. It's the shift manager. It's the wife. It's whatever. Look, you're a man. It's incumbent upon you to take ownership for your choices in your life and where you're going to go. This entire playlist that I'm broadcasting on tonight before the train wreck, a lot of what we're talking about right now tonight leads up to train wrecks and men's lives. You want to avoid making a train wreck out of your life? Listen to me and adopt what I'm telling you here. You're only going to get better results if you do. Sulking and moaning is not the way to deal with a crappy hand. You play it, and then you get your next hand, and then you see what you can do with that. Maybe you get out of the position of asshole and you become president, but it takes some work. There's absolutely nothing that you can do with the hand that you're dealt. You know, a lot of guys are like, oh, I can't get the girls because I'm losing my hair. Really? I'm bald. I don't have any problems. Shave your head, man. Smash. Just go out and lift weights. And look, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, another bald guy, okay? He has no problem with women. He has women throwing themselves at him all the time, okay? He's a popular guy for a reason. Have a look, okay? A lot of guys are blaming, oh, my look is no good. My style. You can improve. Most guys that sulk and moan about the hand that they've been dealt, if they put some attention to style, if they start lifting weights and wearing clothes that fit them properly, if they start developing a strong masculine physique, you know, they learn competency skills, they learn combat sports. Again, women want lethal men that can be civil. That's what they're looking for. So don't sulk and moan at the hand you've been dealt. You do the work. I should have worn my Do the Work t-shirt tonight for you guys. All that stuff with the mugs and all that, it's down there, guys. It's one of my favorite ones for my tees. All right, let's move on. We gotta start to wrap this up. We're coming down to surrounding yourselves with losers. Look, if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room. Okay? Think about that. Think about that every time you're hanging out with people, when you go to events, when you're invited to places. If you're invited to hang out with a bunch of losers, you need to start declining those invitations and finding other things to do with your time. The history of knowledge and wealth in the world is found in many books out there. You don't even have to have a mentor. A lot of guys go, well, you mentor me. How do I find a mentor? Where do I get a mentor? I need somebody to mentor me to help me. No, you don't. Read books. The answers to many of the things that you struggle with can be found in books. It is quite simple. It is just a choice that you make not to surround yourself with losers. There's anchors and sails in life, gentlemen. Let me put it to you this way before we move on to the next point. There's anchors and sails in life. A sail, I'm a big fan of sailing videos lately on YouTube. I've been watching a few different channels. These guys, they buy a sailboat. They sail around the world, you know, on the wind for free practically. They go to great ports, different countries. You know, they get to see everything. It's, you know, it's really incredible. If you want to really comprehend what a sail can do and how it can pull such mass forward around the world, you'll understand what I'm saying. But there's sails and anchors in your life. They're either going to fill your sail with wind and help you forward and bring you to a better place, or they're going to be an anchor and they're going to hold you back. And what do you do with anchors? You cut them loose. You pull them on the boat, on a sailboat, obviously. But if you have an anchor in your life, you cut them loose. You get rid of them. You don't need them. They're not serving you. And then there's always the guys that'll be like, well, you know, I've been friends with them since kindergarten or since grade three and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. So what? So what? If they're a loser and you're the smartest person in the room, you need to be fastidious about your time. You need to be like, you have to be attentive to this. And if you're not, it's part of the reason why you're losing at life. Let me grab this super chat here from Sam. Sammy Whiskey. Why do people try to build wealth with debt? I don't know. Listen, like people will try to tell you that you can acquire wealth by using borrowed money to do that. And that can work in some scenarios. It's a mortgage facility in the United States is a good idea. You can buy that piece of real estate. You can sell it at a later date for an appreciated value, meaning more than what you paid for it, without paying capital gains tax on it because it's your principal residence, meaning you live in it. I'm going to try to water this down a little bit. And your interest that you pay on the mortgage is a write-off. We can't write off our interest here in Canada. But even in Canada, for the most part, because we have so much immigration here that the prices of housing have gone up. I mean, ever since I've lived here anyway, which is pretty much my entire life. So yes, you can acquire wealth with some debt. Some people have been successful at that, but you need to be intelligent about the way that you approach that. Sans Pure, thanks for Super Chat. He says, 70% of this applies to me. Give me a year and a half. 100% of what I'm saying will apply to you, my friend. I promise you, apply it all. I'm not done yet, so let's keep going. So we talked about surrounding ourselves with losers, constantly finding problems for every solution. This is one that I love. Black Pillars are really good at this. You know, I've seen them go toe-to-toe with a few other guys that do the work on the YouTubes, for example. And they have a problem for every solution you offer them, which also brings me back to the other point. If you surround yourself with losers that have a problem for every solution, you need to get rid of these people. Again, you hang around with five people that are fat, broke, and dumb, that do nothing with their time, you are going to be the sixth. It's, you know, it's as simple as that. These people have problems for every single solution. You cannot associate yourself with people like that. And there's, you know what? There's going to be people that you've been friends with for 20 years. There may even be family members that you need to push away and keep at arm's length because they're toxic. And that's okay, because a man on his purpose does not let these things get in his way. He goes and does the work and he takes ownership. He finds solutions. And if there's one that doesn't exist, he'll make one. There's a great book by Ryan Halliday. It's called The Obstacle is the Way. So pinned in the top comment, I have my Amazon link to a bookstore. It's got some other products that I recommend, like nutraceuticals and inversion tables and stuff like that. But there's a book category. You'll find a lot of recommended reads that I have in there. So a lot of you that are saying, well, how do I get mentorship? How do I get some help with this? Where should I start? What should I read? Read that list there. That will get you started in the proper direction. But finding problems to every solution is not the way to approach it. It's okay to be critical of ideas and choices that might come your way so that you don't waste your time at it. But if every single time a solution is presented, you find a problem with it, the problem isn't with the solution, the problem is with you. It's as simple as that. So read Ryan Halliday's The Obstacle is the Way. Often the obstacle becomes the way, which is the general theme of that book. And I found that to be true in my life many times. Listen, guys, there's been at least 3 to 4 critical things. Like, I'm talking biblically monumental things that would have shut down businesses that I was running. And the obstacle that was dropped in front of me became the solution. Okay. You have to learn how to think outside of the box. That's another thing that I didn't mention on here. So let me spend some time on that as well. Is there's inside of the box thinking, there's outside of the box thinking, and there's not even seeing the box thinking. Inside of the box thinking are the guys that go to their corporate gig. They do exactly what they're told every single day. They never come up with anything creative. They don't look for ways to save money for the business or to make more money. They just color within the lines. It's a playing not to lose mindset. Outside of the box thinking is a lot more creative, right? It's coming up with creative solutions to problems, looking for ways to make more money, looking for ways to save money, you know, things like that. And then applying and executing on those. Not even seeing the box kind of thinking is, we're talking like what Steve Jobs used. So if you want, Richard Branson's another very good example of that. So go read Richard Branson's biography. It's called Losing My Virginity, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Again, success leaves clues. Go and surround yourself with people that provide you with that. I mean, it is priceless information. You can buy a book for $10 or $15, and the value of what you can learn on that is 1,000 times greater. Or you can go and watch the next Black Pill video about why bitches ain't shit and, you know, go and resign yourself to that mindset too. You know, that's another way that you can do it. Blaming all your problems on others, kind of already hit on that, but, you know, it's these people that, you know, I'm broke, poor, and dumb, and I have no girls because it's the president's fault or my boss's fault or my parents' fault or my mom's fault or my dad's fault or where I lived or where I grew up. And it's like, it's like, dude, you have a problem for every solution. Stop blaming other people and start taking ownership for what you have accomplished in life. Which brings me to taking no responsibility. There's a straight up decision. Okay, let me rephrase that. I can always tell what somebody's belief system looks like by examining their results. I do a lot of coaching. I've done hundreds and hundreds of calls, upwards of 1,000 by now, easily. And I always examine somebody's results first. Okay, let's take a look at what you're doing right now. What are you living with? What is the problem? And then we go to the choices that they make every single day that determine the results that they create for themselves. Okay, so the choices are getting them these results. Okay, so next beneath that is the belief system. And more often than not, if somebody is blaming others or taking no responsibility, it is a broken loser's belief system. It is somebody that thinks that the state is going to come and save them. Or if they just go and get the right job or get into the right field, you know, all of their problems will go away. You know, they'll just disappear. You see this all the time when you go to the, I was at the gas station today and Karen was standing, you know, in front of me getting all of her lottery tickets. And this is like when people go and blow 20, 30 bucks on the scratch and wins and the random number tickets and all that sort of thing. Like your chances of winning at life that way is so remote. And even if you do, the vast majority of people that hit a jackpot, I've seen people win $5, $20, you know, $1 million. It's gone within a few years because ultimately their belief system is still broken. These guys go from relationship to relationship to relationship, from wife number one to wife number two to wife number three because of broken belief system. If you get crap results out of life, it's because your choices stink and your choices are governed by your beliefs. Update your beliefs. It starts with taking responsibility. I'm going to grab the join link because I might have time to take a couple of questions live. So I'm going to post this here in the chat. Make sure you have a good microphone. I have a few more points I want to hit before I go. So if you do have a question, you can click that and join and ask. Don't do my head in, please. So we've talked about responsibility. Let's talk about entitlement. We have a bratty, entitled, weak society today. Vast majority, huge, like the vast majority of men today operate. And this is a feminized way to act. And to some degree, it's part of society, you know, societal programming. I talked to a lot of guys, you know, they've been raised by a single mom. You know, they were told to just be nice, just be kind, you know, just be a sweet guy and all those sort of things. And they think that they're entitled to a girlfriend or perhaps a wife even. Or, you know, they think that if they go and get the job, that they're going to go and get the car and the house and everything that they want. And it doesn't work that way. You're not entitled to anything. If you have things that you don't like, again, it's because you've made bad choices and you've made those bad choices as a result of your belief system. And if your belief system tells you that you're entitled to free everything, man, I've seen, you know, this is something else that irritates the crap out of me when it pops up in my feeds. You see these entitled little brats that think that they're entitled to free rent, free food, free medical care. They want everybody to give them attention for their mental disorders because they think all this stuff should be free. And if you don't subscribe to their entitlement beliefs, then there's something wrong with you and you're evil. And, you know, you're doing the world wrong by not giving them what they want. And this entitlement is, it's literally the equivalent of a three-year-old not getting their way and throwing themselves on the ground and banging their fists and their legs into the ground, screaming at the top of their lungs because they didn't get their way. That's what I see. I see a bunch of brats throwing hissy fits out there. And it's weak. I see guys do this in my comments often, and they'll come around and they'll point and sputter at me and tell me, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, you're wrong because of this, or you're a dork, or let's see what these meatheads are going to talk about tonight. And they'll make ad hom attacks at either my guests or me, for example, because they feel like they should be entitled to, you know, not doing the work. Because that's my theme, right? You know, do the work in life. You know, these men that I have on have done the work. They do great things because they don't have an entitled personality. I don't know anybody personally within my inner circle that operates that way. So I always find it strange when I see these sound bites in these short little clips of these guys throwing hissy fits with their man buns and pink scarves holding them together. It's just such a joke. All right, let's deal with the last point here before we start to wrap up. You guys got a question? Click that StreamYard link that I just dropped there. because I will wrap up quickly. I do have to go to my men's community after this broadcast and work with them. Last point here, turning to drugs, alcohol, porn, etc., to deal with your bad choices in life. Somebody asked earlier about porn, addiction to porn. What did he say? Here it was. You should do a video on porn addiction. I don't need to dedicate a video to porn addiction. So let's talk about that. We'll tie that all in together. Cigarettes, porn, like fast food, Cheetos, crap, basically. Stuff that doesn't elevate you, stuff that doesn't make you a better person. It comes from the recognition that this is not a good use of my time and resources. I'm not saying don't rub one out. Okay. If you like it, fine. You know, if you like porn, cool, whatever. But if you got like blisters on both your hands because you're at it 24/7 and you accomplish nothing else, you got a problem. The same way you got a problem if you get out of the shower and you look down and you don't see your Johnson or your feet because you got a giant ass belly, you got a problem. If you're turning to drugs, alcohol, porn, cigarettes, fast food, junk to deal with your bad choices, that's on you, bro. Not on anybody else. Nobody else's fault but yours. And it's incumbent upon you as a man to choose better. You know, all of this, all of the losing at life and not winning at life can realistically be solved by making better choices. That's all that it boils down to. You know, it's as simple as that. I've covered my list. I ripped through it in great time. I'm happy with that. Let me see here if there's anything else I want to cover with you gentlemen. I know there was a few comments from my YouTube members. Let me see if I missed anything here. Marty was responding to another person there. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. I think we're all good. We are all good. We're all caught up. So guys, that is it. That is it, my brothers. That is it. Don't go out there and hate, man. Appreciate. That's another thing I see a lot of guys waste time on. Let's talk about that real quick. Wasting time hating on people doing the work. Who was it? There was it Roosevelt or Roosevelt's wife? Somebody said something about getting in the ring. You know, the loudest shouts and boos always come from the cheap seats. Here in Toronto, we have the Sky Dome, and I remember level 500 was the cheap seats. It's right at the very top. When I was a kid, I couldn't afford to pay for the floor seats to go to a concert, so we'd be in level 500, the cheap seats. And we were loud up there, I'm going to tell you. Same thing's true for sporting events, for life in general. You get all these guys that are just losers, and they'll show up, and they'll just blah, 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 blah in the cheap seats and try to tell you something that they've accomplished nothing in their life. You know, they're commenting from this anonymous account with 3 subscribers to the account, and you go and, you know, you can go and search their name and you'll see a common theme. It's the same name, making the same dumbass comments in all your videos, hating on you, hating on your beard, your glasses, your shirt, your choice of decor around you. It's hilarious. I mean, let me see if I can try to find an equivalent for me. So that would be I don't like Justin Trudeau. Guy's a dork. He's a loser. Okay. But I don't follow him on Twitter. I don't respond to all of his tweets telling him he's a dork and a loser and I don't like his hair and that I think he's doing a crap job leading the country. I just don't care. I just ignore it, right? Next time round, let's vote for the other guy and hopefully he gets in and isn't a substitute drama teacher that failed at ski instructing. But that's what we have right now. We have a male feminist as a leader of the country. I spend no time engaging with him, telling him he's a dork or a loser. But yet, there's a large demographic of guys out there on social media, on YouTube, offering an opinion in every single post and video that you make, telling you, don't like your beard, you're stupid, your glasses are this, you know, why do you shave your head? You know, it's like one thing after that, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm sitting on the throne, taking a dump, looking at this nonsense, because this is the only time that I'll ever spend on it, you know, looking at the comments. And I always look for the positive, good comments, obviously. You know, I like to engage with those guys because there's some real smart guys out there. But there's always these losers out there. This is another waste of your time, being a loser like that. You're basically autistically screeching into the wind. Work on yourself, dude. Nobody cares, right? Anyway, let's wrap it up on that note. This, I hope, was helpful to you. If you enjoyed it, please give it a thumbs up, guys. We've got almost 700 guys watching this right now. I got 242 thumbs up. Give me a big fat thumbs up. And at the same time, I have to shout out to my brother Scott, who is a sponsor for the channel, Grandike Soap, Tactical Soap Company, handmade pheromone infused soap. Pinned in the top comment, you can grab some, help support the creation of the content on here. And you can also go to coopersoap.com. The coupon code's already applied to this over here. You don't need to do anything. But if you go to the link that I pinned in the top description, just use coupon code Cooper to check out. You get 10% off. This new stuff is amazing, by the way. Get the 3-pack. There's pumice. And it's amazing for getting that crap off your skin, especially in the summertime when you're all sweating and sunscreen and all that sort of stuff. Really, really helps a ton. All right. I think we covered it all, guys. I hope that helps, right? Somebody out there probably needs to see this. Send it over to them. You know, send it an email, text message, something. You know, let these guys know that they can get better results out of life. Just get out there, stop sulking, get up off your ass, stop surrounding yourself with losers, stop consuming loser content, surround yourself with winners, look for sales, not anchors, cut those anchors loose. Doesn't matter if it's family member, guys, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have some people in your inner circle that you've known for a long time, may even be blood related. You're gonna start to have to hold at arm's length. I've done it. I know a lot of super successful guys that have done it. The other thing that I didn't mention here as well, gentlemen, is if you don't have access to somebody in your immediate circle because you've surrounded yourself with losers and dorks your entire life, you can go out there looking for trade organizations and groups that offer those types of solutions. I'll plug my men's community, which I very rarely mention now because I don't really want to promote it that often, if I'm being honest. But if you're a top shelf guy, and you want to become better than that, I mean, this is really for the top 20%, maybe even top 5%. The group's called the 1%. I've got hundreds of guys in that community that are doing work on themselves, making more money, making more muscles, learning game. We do live broadcast privately. I'm going live after this is done with my brothers for a Zoom session. And sometimes we just shoot the breeze. Sometimes we're asking questions about things that we're stuck on. Lots of premium content there behind the paywall. It's right here if you want to check it out, also pinned in the top comment. Guys, I hope you have a great night. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. We'll see you soon. Got lots of videos coming out this week that are pre-recorded. And I have a Playing to Win coming up. I think it's this Thursday. I haven't promoted it or created it yet, but it's with the official Chad Thundercock. This is the real deal. One of the guys in my community, he's going to share his entire experience about his Playing to Win journey. See you guys in the next broadcast. Peace.